Hi guys, welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom, and today's our TOEIC lesson for today, and we're going to be talking about something called the staff turnover problem. Okay, so this refers to when people just keep quitting all the time, and they have to keep hiring new people, and if you're trying to run a company, that can be a big problem.
Yeah, it's also a difficult thing to stop. It's like a snowball that forms an avalanche. Once it gets rolling, there is very little you can do to stop it. So one of the best things to do, of course, is make sure the snowball never really starts. Because it's normal for people to come in and leave a business after maybe a few years, they get a better job, they make a new life decision. Here, we're talking about the kind of problems when people just don't really want to work there anymore, and a lot of people keep leaving, and it just keeps happening and getting worse. I've been in one or two of these situations myself. Have you ever been in these kind of situations?
Pretty much, yeah. It kind of depends. Sometimes the boss or the management aren't really interested in keeping people, and they just are used to hiring new people all the time. That seems to be kind of a waste of resources because somebody's got to train them, and train people are leaving and stuff like that. So it seems to me more logical to try to keep your people as long as possible.
Yeah, well, let's read through the discussion in day one of this article and find out what the problem is.
Hi, Angela. Could I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Robert. Please step into my office.
Thanks. I'll cut to the chase. I'm giving notice that I'll be leaving the company in a month. I'll hand in a letter of resignation by the end of the day.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have another job lined up?
Yes. I was offered a position at Santiago Industries last night, and I accepted. I also wanted to explain my decision to you as well. I like this company, but it's become increasingly difficult to work here.
I know what you mean. It's been tough for us all lately.
That's it. A lot of experienced people have left, and some of the new people that are hired don't stay for very long. I've had to cope with a heavy workload for months, and still find the time to help train new employees.
Well, we'll be sorry to lose you, Robert. Thank you for sharing your reasons with me.
Later that day.
We need to talk about the high staff turnover rate, Tom. Robert quit today as well. That makes 6 in the last 4 weeks.
Did Robert tell you why he's quitting?
The turnover rate itself is part of the problem. Robert also emailed me to explain that many people are finding it hard to work with Jason. Several people have quit because of him.
I think we need to review Jason's job performance.
Okay, so that's our article, and as the title suggests, it's all about the staff turnover problem. Now, we use this word staff to mean all the people who work for an organization. We could talk about a member of staff. We could talk about the staff getting together. So it's both the workforce and the people in the workforce. It's got a couple of sort of meanings. You can use it in a few different ways.
Right. And also remember that staff refers to the whole group of people, not the individual members.
Yeah, we can't say we could say he is a staff here as a kind of very casual sort of meaning, but really we should say the staff, meaning the whole group.
Right. You're a member of staff, you could say that. And we have a turnover problem. Turnover means people quit and they hire new people. People are coming and going all the time. You could say, oh, there's a lot of turnover in that company. Maybe you could apply for a job. Maybe there'll be an opening or something. So in any case, Robert begins the conversation. He wants to talk to Angela, and I think Angela is some kind of manager here. Maybe she's the personnel manager or something like that.
HR could be something like that, or at least Robert's line manager, the person who is directly in charge. She says, sure, Robert, please step into my office. You know, let's have a talk privately so we're not overheard.
That's right. And Robert says, thanks for inviting me into your office. And he says, I'll cut to the chase, which means I'll come right to the point. I'll be direct here. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm going to tell you exactly why I'm here in your office. Cut to the chase is a term in English that means, yeah, we don't want to watch all the boring parts of people talking and stuff. We want to see the chase scene where the cops are chasing after the robbers. We want some action.
Yeah, it's a movie kind of thing. Cut would mean, like, go from one scene to another very quickly. So cut to the chase, get to the good stuff, get to the interesting parts. So Robert says, I'm giving notice that I'll be leaving the company in a month. So to give notice means to officially, formally tell somebody about something, often that you're quitting. So most people in their contract, they say that if they want to quit or if they're going to be told to leave, notice has to be given that it's going to happen in 2 weeks, in a month. So it's telling people officially this is what is going to happen.
Right. You could say, for example, I've decided to quit. Well, have you turned in your notice or have you given your notice? In other words, have you told your manager that you're planning to quit? You can't just quit and not show up the next day. You have to give them some time to find a replacement. So he says he's going to give notice that he'll be leaving the company in a month. That's about the right amount of time. Some jobs require just 2 weeks, but I think this is a more professional job, and they're going to need at least a month notice. He says, I'll hand in a letter of resignation by the end of the day. Hand in here is a verb phrase. It just means you give something from yourself to someone else, especially if it's a document. You could hand in your assignment, for example, in class, or in this case, he's going to hand in or turn over his letter of resignation.
Yeah, resignation is the noun form of the verb resign. So to resign means to officially kind of quit your job and say, that's it, I'm leaving. It's different from retire, which is what you do when you're a little bit older and you're saying, that's it, I'm stopping working for good. To resign just means you're quitting your job, maybe to go back to school or to get another job. So resignation is just the noun form, a letter of resignation. I'll give you my resignation, something like that. Angela is a bit disappointed. She's sorry to hear that. She's very sad, although I guess she's maybe a little bit understanding. She's maybe not as surprised as she could be, given the problems in the office. But she does ask, do you have another job lined up? Okay. To have something lined up means it's already prepared. It's in the future. It's almost like on a line in a factory so that you know it's coming next. So if you've got another job lined up, that means you've kind of agreed your next job and you know when you might be able to start it, and it's kind of all basically sorted out, rather than if you have nothing lined up, you're just going to go out there and look for new jobs with no idea of what's happening next.
A lot of times that is a very bad idea. You might find yourself unemployed for several months and you won't have money coming in. So it's best to have a job lined up before you quit the first one. Robert says, yes, I was offered a position at Santiago Industries last night. So he was offered a job or offered a position. They're going to let him come work for that company, and they're giving him a nice salary, and he accepted the offer. He said, yes, I will work for you, so I'm going to have to quit my present job. He goes on to say, I also wanted to explain my decision to you as well. Okay, so he's not just retiring or resigning from this company. He's not just quitting. He wants to explain why he made this decision so that maybe she will be able to know why people keep quitting, and maybe they can stop this from happening. He says, I like this company, but it's become increasingly difficult to work here. Increasingly is an adverb here. You could just say it's become more and more difficult to work here.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of getting a little bit harder every day or every week. It seems there's a new problem, a new issue. So that, okay, because every job will have its hard times, but if it's always getting harder and harder, it never seems to end. That's why you'd say it's increasingly difficult. Angela, she says, I know what you mean. Yeah, she kind of agrees. It's been tough for us all lately or recently or in the last few months. Tough. It's been tough. It's been difficult. It's been hard to do anything. It's been hard to get things done. We've all maybe had to work late. Something that is tough is difficult. It's not easy to complete.
They've probably had a lot of competition, or the economy is bad or something, so it's kind of been hard for everybody. And Robert says, well, that's it. It has been tough. It has been difficult for everybody lately. A lot of experienced people have left, and some of the new people that are hired don't stay for very long. So this is kind of like what you were saying, Pat, at the beginning of the program. It's kind of like a snowball effect. When people start leaving, they bring in new people, and they don't stay for very long, and the old ones don't want to train the new people, and they want to quit too. So it's kind of like a fire that just can't be put out.
Yeah, if you're one of the experienced people, you'll have to manage a lot of the work because the new guys don't really know the job yet. But not only have you got that extra work, you've got to look after the new people. As Robert says, I've had to cope with a heavy workload for months. So he's had to deal with, cope with, or tackle, or handle. You can use all of those verbs and verb phrases. It basically means he's had a lot of work, a heavy workload, lots of assignments to do, lots of reports to write, lots of other things, meetings to attend. But despite all of this extra work, this heavy workload, he still has to find the time to help train new employees. Employees are people who work for a company, members of staff, for that word earlier. So not only has he got all this work, he's got to train the new people so they can do the work. I've kind of been in this, in similar situations, and other people I know have as well. It's really tough to kind of do both jobs at once and get everything done.
Exactly, but hopefully there will be light at the end of the tunnel and you get the new people trained, and later on your job can be smooth, although, as we said, it's probably not going to happen because of high turnover. Well, Angela says, well, we'll be sorry to lose you. We're going to regret that you're going to quit. And thank you for sharing your reasons with me. So she's very appreciative here. He could have just quit and didn't tell her why he was quitting, but she appreciates his telling her so that they can maybe consider this when they hire new people in the future.
Okay, so the dialogue then goes to later that day. So later in the afternoon, Angela is now going to talk possibly to her superior, her manager, someone higher up in the company, or at least somebody else with a managerial kind of role, Tom. And she says, we need to talk about the high staff turnover rate, Tom. You know, this is, we can't keep ignoring this. We've got to do something about this. Robert quit today as well. So we've used this word quit. If you quit, you stop doing something. And we use it a lot to talk about leaving a job. You say this person has quit or will quit or is thinking about quitting.
The interesting thing about the word quit is that here in Taiwan, I've heard people say quitted in the past tense. And I think that sounds really weird because I don't say that. Quit is present and past tense for me. But I did look it up in the dictionary, and I guess in some places it is acceptable. Do you say quit in the past tense?
We'd probably just say quit. He quit his job. It's one of those, there are several verbs with two past tense forms, and both are usually acceptable. Like leap has the past tense leaped with ED, but also leaped just with a T. Both are acceptable.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know which one I would use there myself, but here I'm most comfortable using the past tense quit. So Robert quit his job today as well, and that makes 6 in the last 4 weeks. So that means that's a total of 6 people who have quit in the last 4 weeks. And we don't really know how big this company is, but that sounds like a pretty high number of people quitting. And yes, I've worked for companies before where I don't really quit so much, but other people keep coming and going, so I can't keep track of their names. Who are you? Who are you replacing, etc.? So that would be something you would see in a company with high turnover.
Yeah. Now, of course, you need to get to the reasons why. So Tom asks, did Robert tell you why he's quitting? You know, fair enough, he's quitting. We can't do anything about it. Let's try and stop it now. So what's the problem? What's going on?
Exactly. Tom tries to explain this here. He says, well, oh, I'm sorry, Angela tries to explain this. She says the turnover rate itself is part of the problem. We did talk about that. The turnover rate itself can put extra work on other people because they have to do the jobs of the people who just left, and then they have to train new people. So people probably don't want to be burdened with all that extra work. And Tom goes on to say the turnover rate. He also goes on to say, Robert also emailed me to explain that many people are finding it hard to work with Jason. Ooh, this can be a problem in different companies. If there's someone there that nobody really likes, okay, evidently in this company there is a person by the name of Jason. And I guess very few people can get along with this guy. He's probably got a management style that nobody really understands, or maybe he's like a friend of the boss or a relative, and he really isn't really qualified for the position, so he's difficult to work with.
Yeah. Another thing, of course, to mention about a turnover rate being a problem is it creates a kind of a negative atmosphere at the job. So if you know a lot of people are leaving and quitting, then you start to think about the same thing as well, as this, there's this kind of feeling that this company is not going in the right direction. You know, people keep coming and leaving. The people who are staying are finding it hard. People, instead of talking about their work, are kind of complaining and bringing the atmosphere down. And it's hard to keep going in those situations. Tom's idea at the moment, amongst others, hopefully he has, to deal with it, is saying, I think we need to review Jason's job performance. So if you review something, you look at something that's already happened or that's already been done, and you kind of look at it in detail, and you think, okay, give it some criticism. What was good? What was bad? What can be improved upon? You know, what can we do about it? How are we going to improve it? That kind of thing. So they're going to review the job performance. Your performance is how you perform, how you do, how successful are you at this particular job? Do you do well? And so on. So what they're saying is they're going to have to look at what Jason's been up to the last few months, you know, what other people have said about him, maybe talk to some of the other managers or staff. Okay. It's interesting that Robert emailed about this rather than spoke to Angela about it, possibly so they've got it all down in writing. And so they can kind of use that rather than spoken word, which, you know, you can forget about and it's harder to use. But if it's in writing, then you can go, okay, this is what this person said. We've got it here.
Exactly. And maybe Robert chose to email a letter because he was just kind of a coward, didn't want to talk to them face to face or whatever. But at least nowadays we have different ways of communicating. We can choose to use email, or we can talk face to face or whatever. So yes, they're going to do a job performance review on Jason to see exactly what the problem is. Why do so many people not enjoy working with Jason? How could that possibly be? And, of course, all of us from time to time do get a job performance review to make sure that we can keep our jobs. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion now. It's time to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第七单元。好，这是多益的文章。我们呢要来谈的一个主题呢是员工的流动率。这边用的一个字 turnover。好 ,turnover 可以从字面来看就是好像翻过来翻转的意思。当然就表示说你离职了，然后别人换了新人过来。那这篇文章呢，我们先来看这个 dialogue, 这整个绘画的内容。好，绘画内容其实并不难，提到呢这两位员工的对话。 Robert 他说他要 cut to the chase。 好， cut to the chase 这是一个重要的片语，直接切入主题。好，那就开门见山直接说了。接下来他又说他要讲什么呢？ I'm giving notice。 giving notice 其实就是表示通知，我现在呢就在通知大家，我呢一个月后就要离职了。后面他说到了离职，那 Angela 他就接着回 I'm sorry to hear that。 他问他 Do you have another job lined up? 看到 lined up， 当然当你在排队买票的时候你要 line up， 那这个地方说到你是不是有 another job lined up， 换句话说你后面有排别的工作，难道是有另外一个工作已经排好了吗？好， lined 是个过去分词哦，换句话说已经被排在后头了。好，那当然 Robert 的回答他要离开，不过他当然也是讲他很喜欢公司，只是在这边的工作 become increasingly difficult。 increasingly 常常就是放在一个形容词的前面，它当然是表示越来越增加的。换句话，也就是我们的像比较级的用法一样，是 more and more difficult， 你可以说 increasingly difficult。 好咯，那 Angela 了解了之后，那安慰她， It's been tough for us all lately。 Lately 我们看到这个字表示最近，而你用到 lately 最近的时候，通常时态就是用现在完成式，所以是 it's been tough 现在完成式。那接下来呢，Robert 就说，其实啊，其他人也离开了，他就变成工作很重，不但工作之外还要找时间训练员工，这原来就是他想离开的原因。好，那我们来看看，你要应付繁复的工作，这位偏语 cope with， 我们提到处理，提到应付，有很多的偏语 cope with 就跟 deal with 一样，或者是另外一个动词 handle， 好，这些都可以用啊。好，那我们再来看后来他们又有什么样的对话呢？接下来这一边他就是 Angela， 在跟其他的办公室的员工聊天。他说 ：“We need to talk about the high staff turnover rate。”我们知道 turnover 这个字已经提到是讲流动，那 high staff turnover rate， 换句话说，这个员工的流动率实在是很高，这个真是个问题呢。他提到 Robert quit today as well. That makes six.In the last 4 weeks. 好，我们在这边的片语里面make six， 换句话说，这样算下来，这已经是第六个了。在接下来的对话里面， Tom 问了为什么他要辞职， Angela 就跟着讲，其实啊，流动率这本身是一个问题，但是他还提到还有一个原因是有一个人叫 Jason。 好，我们来看这句话，Robert also emailed me to explain that many people are finding it hard to work with Jason. 好， find it hard to work with Jason. 我们在英文里面，有时候会用 IT 这个虚受词，然后呢，它在这个句型里其实代替的就是后面的不定词片语，也就是真正当作受词的其实是指和 Jason 共事这件事情。很多人发现这件事还蛮困难的，我们常常看到有一些固定的动词，像 find， 像 make， 都会这样用哦。比如说你讲 find it necessary to do something， make it possible to do something， 记得这种的 IT 在句型里都是所谓的虚受词，真正的受词在后面的不定词片语。好，我们今天的节目就到这里结束，下次见。
We'll take a short break now, and then we'll be right back to look at some extra material. Okay, guys, we're going to start off with a few extra dialogues that could have been part of one or other of these conversations. This first one looks like it's Angela and Robert. Angela may be asking, are there any reasons why, or are there any other reasons why you're leaving? And B, or probably Robert, saying, well, to be honest, my new job offers me a better benefits package. Benefits include several things, as well as just the salary, the wages, how much you get paid. It could also be holidays, flexible hours, it could be working from home. It could be maybe things like a company car or expenses account if you're a traveler for your job. So basically the all-round things he gets from this job, also pensions, even shares in a company, it's a little bit better than what he's got at the moment, which is an attractive reason to move.
Absolutely. And usually a package is some kind of a box that you receive in the mail. But here, a benefits package is like a whole bunch of different kinds of benefits together. Some of the things you mentioned there, flexible working hours, a company car, paid vacation, maybe dental care, things like that. So yes, his new job will offer him better benefits. So that's why he's leaving the first company. Now, let's move move on and talk about the next conversation. I guess this could be a question that Angela's asking to Tom, who I guess is a manager higher up. What can we do to prevent people from leaving?
And the answer, we need to give people more opportunities to develop and learn new skills. Okay, we'll talk about this a bit more in tomorrow's lesson, but let's just say for now that things like that, kind of the idea to improve your own skills and abilities and develop your career, is a really good reason to stay with a company. More about that tomorrow. Let's look at the third extra dialogue, where one person says we should hold meetings with team leaders to discuss some of the problems in each department, you know, and see what's going on, have meetings. Probably a good idea.
And the other person says, yeah, good idea, but we need to talk to the team members as well, in case the leaders are part of the problem.
Yeah, in case just means if that's the case, you know, in this situation. So it's important to talk to the leaders, but it's also good to talk to the team members in case it's actually the leaders who are causing some of the problems. We mentioned Jason in the original article. So you can't only talk to the managers, because sometimes you need to talk to the ordinary workers who are doing most of the stuff and are probably quitting more often to find out what they think.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to be complaining about each other. The leaders are saying, all these people are lazy and they take time off all the time. Whereas the employees may say, the managers, they only think about themselves. They just want to make money and they keep toadying up to the boss all the time and they don't care about us. So these are some examples of conversations you might hear when they're trying to figure out why a company has high turnover. Now, let's move on now to our discussion question. We'll kind of make this a little more personal here, mm-hmm. Matt. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever quit something like a job, a group, or a band? What happened?
Well, I mean, I guess as everyone does, I've had two or three different jobs during my career, and so I've had to leave the previous jobs one way or the other. And mostly it's been pretty good. Sometimes it was kind of like I knew that I wasn't going to stay. It wasn't working out for me. I wasn't too happy. And so I just took the... Sometimes it was a conversation with a manager and just to say, look, I'm sorry, I've got other plans. It's not working out for me, so I'm just going to leave, and let's kind of leave it at that. I didn't quit in a bad way. I guess I quit in good ways, so I never had to burn any bridges or have any problems. I've never been in a band to quit it, and I'm still a member of all the theatre groups I'm in. I've never quit any of those, so it's only jobs for me. How about you?
Cool. Yeah, I've quit jobs, but yeah, because I was moving on to something else, you know, and it's always a good idea to give proper notice so that you're not burning bridges, so that you can use those people as references in the future. I did quit a band one time, a long time ago, mainly because the guitar player just didn't know how to count.
Oh.
He was playing one song and he was getting the notes all wrong. They were dotted quarter notes, but he was playing them as if they were just quarter notes. I kept telling him, no, you got to hold those notes out longer. How can I keep the beat if you keep doing that? So in that case, I did quit a band. But yeah, we all have similar stories in which we quit a job or a band. And you can all discuss that amongst yourselves. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, we have come to the end of today's article. Join us again tomorrow for a closer look at dealing with staff turnover problems. But for now, for English Digest, I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.